Hi, I'm Michaela, and I'm a lactation consultant, and today I want to talk about breast pumps. But before I get to that, I want to mention, if you haven't joined my Facebook group, go right now to Facebook and join. It's Lactation Station 2020. It's super easy to find. If you're looking for any kind of lactation services, you can head over to my website, which is lactationstation2020.com, and I've got a whole list of services that I provide. Including $25 Zoom meetings. So, you know, just whatever options that you're looking for, go to the website and check it out. I'm also really excited to announce that I am working on a bakery. I know that a lot of times when we're lactating, you know, we're eating a lot and putting on weight that we don't necessarily want to put on, but we still want to eat all those really good things. So I'm in the process of opening a bakery that will have gluten-free and vegan options that are lower in sugar and will have all the yummy stuff that you want without all the calories, you know, as opposed to sitting down and eating a box of Oreos or, you know, Twinkies or something like that. We're going to have some really good options. I got some my great version of Pop-Tarts and cookies and muffins that are just full of galactagogues and things that are really helpful and, you know, just taste really great. So that'll be coming soon. I'm still fine-tuning that, but I will let you know when, you know, that's open and available. Don't forget to listen to the podcast. This will also be part of the podcast. So if you haven't listened to the other episodes, you know, if you just happen to catch this video, go to Lactation Station 2020. It's on iHeartRadio, iTunes, you know, Spotify, any of those streaming services, you should be able to find it. And there's a lot of really good information on there about inducing. Okay, so let's get to it. Let's talk about pumps. You know, I get a lot of questions about pumps and, you know, what's a good pump for me? What, you know, what am I looking for? And, you know, is it better to have a regular pump or should I get a wearable? And those questions are really hard to answer because it's going to depend on what works well for your body. You know, not everybody responds well to a pump. So being able to find the pump that works for you is, you know, just going to be a really big deal. And sometimes it's hit and miss. If you happen to buy a pump that doesn't work, you know, there's a lot of groups that you can sell it in or donate it, you know, that kind of thing. So just keep that in mind if you're trying to look for something. Not everything is going to be, you know, perfect that first shot. All right, so let's get into it. So the first one I want to talk about is a manual pump. And this is just a standard manual pump. It's got the flange. It's got the collection bottle. It's got a duct bill. So it's just, you know, a real basic pump. These come in really handy. I keep mine in the backseat of my car, my truck, the backseat of my truck, because if I happen to be out and I didn't bring a wearable with me, or if, you know, the battery dies or something like that and you need something to pump, it's really convenient to have one of these in, you know, in your car or in your bag or something like that. They're just really helpful. And it's just, you know, it's not no different than any other pump. The difference is, and the, you know, one of the things that I think is a good thing is that you control how fast or how slow you pump. And you can do that to a degree with electric pumps, you know, because you can adjust them higher or lower, but you're confined into whatever power they give you. So, you know, sometimes it's not slow enough, sometimes it's not fast enough, but with a manual pump, you know, you can do, whoop, drop my boobie. You can do that all yourself. The downside to the manual pump is that my hand starts to cramp up. So it's not something that I would use all the time. I do use it, you know, in emergencies or when I have to, but it's, you just can't use it all the time and, you know, not get a hand cramp. So these are really good when you're first starting out and you're trying to figure out what you're doing, and they're really good to have as a backup to keep, you know, in case you're out somewhere or you're at an office or something like that. You want something silent. These are silent. They make no sound. So, you know, these are a good option for the occasional pumping and for when you first start. But would I recommend it as your full-time pump? Absolutely not. Not unless you don't get hand cramps, because I get hand cramps. All right, so then next up is the Spectra. And I have the pink one. I don't know if you can see that. I got the sunlight streaming in, so it's hard to see. Maybe if I hold it. There we go. All right. So we'll hold it by the microphone. All right, so I have the pink Spectra, and I really like it. I like that it has a little light, so if you're pumping in the middle of the night, you know, you can still see all your readout and stuff. It has the cycle and the vacuum, and then you can cycle between the two, you know, between the stimulation and then the vacuum. So that's really convenient. It's not that loud. It's not silent, but it's not that loud. So, and then these are the bottles that come with the Spectra. And then, you know, it's got the standard flange. This one is, I don't know what size this one is. Oh, 21. This is 21. 21 millimeters. That's what I use. Why didn't I know that? Because that's what I use. And then it has, you know, the standard tubing. And you hook it up to the pump. And then it's got a little spot in the front where you can just do one, or you can do, you take this little thing off right here. And then you can do two, or you can just do one pump, one breast at a time, or you can do two. So I've never used the blue Spectra. I do know that the blue Spectra can be battery operated so that you don't have to, you know, be plugged into the wall. I don't know if that changes how strong it is, because I have a pump I'm going to show you later that is battery operated. But when I use batteries as opposed to plugging it into the wall, it just doesn't seem as strong to me. So I don't know if that makes a difference with the Spectra or not. But this is, when I want to use a regular pump, this is usually my go-to pump. It's really good. I can't even hardly turn it up because I think it's too strong for me. But it's, you know, if you're thinking about getting a Spectra, this is a really good pump to get. I would highly recommend that. And one thing to keep in mind, the Spectra bottles are larger than regular bottles. You can't interchange bottles with the Spectra machine. So if your Spectra bottles are dirty, you can't, if you have, you know, different bottles from maybe a different pump that you had, you can't interchange them, except for the EvenFlow. Was it EvenFlow? I think it was, no, it was the Lanoche. Hold on. Where did I put it? Here it is. So I just recently discovered that the Spectra bottles will fit on this. So I didn't know that. So maybe any of the other products by Lassino, is that how you say it? I don't know. Somebody tell me how to say that. So maybe their other products will be interchangeable with the Spectra. But for the most part, the Spectra bottles are bigger than regular bottles, so they're not interchangeable. That's, you know, probably the only downside to the Spectra, that if you buy new flanges or anything like that, you always end up with a hack for the Spectra because they don't make the off-brand stuff isn't made to fit the Spectra because the sizes of the Spectra are so much bigger than just, you know, any other pump. So it makes it harder to get, you know, off-brand things. So that's, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, then that's something to think about. But as a whole, the Spectra is a really good pump.
That I've used.
All right. So the next pump that I want to talk about is the Limerick PJ Comfort. And that's this one right here. And I got to tell you, I can't even tell you how much I love this pump. This pump is a really strong pump. And I'm not kidding, you guys. Look, the cord that comes with this pump is like a laptop cord. It's huge. And it's, you know, I mean, this is a really powerful pump. If you're looking to spend a little bit of money and you want a really good pump, this one, you can't go wrong with the Limerick PJ Comfort. It's such a great pump. And just let me throw out there that I don't get anything from any of these companies. I'm not affiliated with anything. Every pump that I show you, I bought myself. There's, you know, no kickback or anything like that. These are all just my personal opinion. So the best thing about the Limerick is these flanges. They're silicone and they compress against the breast, and that's how they extract milk. So it's more like a natural thing than the hard silicone flanges. And I personally think that they are absolutely amazing. I mean, I love the way they feel. You know, they're not hard plastic. Everything is, you know, soft and pliable. They're just really great flanges. A lot of companies, well, not a lot. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot. There's a couple that are starting to come out with silicone flanges. But the Limerick PJ Comfort was the first to have the silicone flange. And in my opinion, they're still the best ones. But there are other companies, and I'll put some links down below about like LacTech. I know they're making silicone flanges. I haven't tried them yet. But if you're, you know, if you're looking for a really good pump and you don't mind spending a little bit of money, the Limerick PJ Comfort is a really good pump. It's a little louder than other pumps. Maybe not. It always just seems louder to me, I guess. But it's a great little pump. And I mean, I don't know, can you, if you can see the vibration. I mean, it just, you know, it's really powerful and it works really well. Okay. So this right here is the first pump that I ever bought. Can you see that? And I still use this pump. I did still use this pump. But it's gotten to where it doesn't want to stay on anymore. And this is like the very first pump that I bought when I got serious about inducing. And honestly, there's not a better pump. This tiny little pump is so strong and did such a great job that I've kept it with me for the last 5 years. And, you know, this was my standard pump. But it started to where it would just randomly shut off or wouldn't turn back on. And it made me sad because it is such a great pump. And I haven't been able to find it again. I found it, when I first found it, I found it on Amazon. I paid $49 for it. I mean, you can't get any cheaper than that. And it turned out to be the best pump ever. And one of the features that I like about this pump, like with the Spectra, is you can do, you know, just a single side or both sides. It's got, you can switch from stimulation mode to extraction mode. And then it's got, you know, the up and down to make it stronger. With this pump, it goes up to like 9 and I keep it on 2. That's, you know, how much stronger it is. And this was such a great pump. So if anybody happens to see this pump on Amazon or something, let me know because I'd like to get another one. I did get this one, which is the same brand, but it's a single pump instead of a double pump. And this one runs on batteries. This is the one I was talking about earlier. And I really like that it runs on batteries, But I have noticed that the power it has with the batteries is a lot lower than the power it has with the cord. So that's something to keep in mind. And it's, you know, it's a pretty quiet pump. It doesn't... So, this is, I don't even know, you know, it's just, whoops, I almost dropped it. It's just some weird off-brand. Somebody told me that it looks like one of the Medellas, maybe the Medella pumping style. I don't know, but it's such a great pump. If you get the opportunity to get either one of these, let me put it where you can see it, because they're not expensive, they're really good pumps. I wish I could find another one because I really, really like this pump. And the thing is, it's not big and bulky like the Spectra. It's small. So, you know, it's just easier to use. It's a great pump. All right, so let's talk about a couple wearables. Here's the Mom Cozy. Oh, I guess you want to see it this way. So this is the Mom Cozy. This is the motor for the Mom Cozy, this tiny little thing. And it's got, you know, all the standards. It's got stimulation. It's got extraction. Then it's got the, you know, higher, lower buttons and the power button. It's a USB charge, which I'm surprised I haven't broke that little door off yet. But it is. It's a USB charge. And it holds a really good charge. I've noticed that I charge it overnight and then I take it and I throw it in my bag and I keep it in my bag all day. And sometimes I use it and sometimes I don't, but it always has a charge. I've yet to get into a position where I was going to use the pump and it didn't have a charge. At the end of the day, I take it out of my bag, I plug it back in, and I unplug it in the morning, and it's, you know, never failed me. So in that aspect, it's really cool because it holds a charge for a really long time. Here's the issue. So this is the collection. Let's put it on this side so the sun will help us maybe. So this is the collection bottle and it looks a lot like the Freemi bottles. It's really hard to work with. So this is the flange. Try not to notice the water spots on the flange from my dishwasher. I don't know what's going on with it. But it's a silicone flange. It's not hard plastic. So, you know, that's nice. It still works with, it doesn't work like the Limerick PJ Comfort. It still works with extraction. It's not compression. But it's, you know, at least you're not pressed up against hard plastic. And then this is the inside. So it's got all the standard stuff. It's got the duckbill. It's got the little tunnel where the milk goes. And then it's got the little gasket on the top. So you think it's not a big deal. And then you take it apart and you wash it, you know, and you do all your stuff, you know, and then you put everything back together. And I know part of what frustrates me is I know that these pumps are designed for young breastfeeding moms, or most moms, you know, are relatively young. And trying to put this pump back together for me was super frustrating. So I can't imagine, you know, somebody who has a newborn sitting on the floor or two toddlers running around and a newborn sleeping that's trying to put this shit back together. Because it took me forever to realize in the back there's two little like circle notches. And so on the back of this, there's two little circle notches. So you got it. I mean, it's not easy. You got to get those notches in the right spot and everything pushed up. And then, and yeah, it looked easy just now because I've been struggling with it for the last 6 months and I finally figured it out. But I'm just saying, it's, you know, it was very frustrating for me. I can't imagine if I had a kid running around and I was trying to put this shit back together. So maybe that's a design flaw, maybe not. And then here's the motor. I showed you that already. And it just sits right on the top. And that's it. You do have to be careful because sometimes the motor will just come. I mean, it to me, it doesn't feel like, I always want to smash it together because I just don't feel like it has a good, you know, a good grip. But there we go. That's the mom cozy. All right. And then last but far from least is the LV. This is the OG. This is the original. I bought this probably, well, I bought it Christmas 2019. They had just come out. And I struggled with buying it because it was so expensive at the time. I mean, I don't think they're as expensive now. I paid $600 for it. Maybe they are. I don't know. I haven't actually looked. But if you can afford it and it's a wearable you want, then this is definitely, you know, one of the best ones to get. The mom cozy that I just showed you is a lot cheaper. You can get you know, the double pump for, I think, $169 on Amazon. I don't know. I'll put that link down there. So it's definitely a lot cheaper. And then the LV also has an app on your phone that you can control it with. You can look at the app and you can see like how much is in the collection cup as you're pumping and stuff like that. I have found that that app is not very reliable. So I just got to the point where I don't use it. And I just use the controls on here to do, you know, everything that I need to do. And then, what's the other thing I was going to say? Shoot, see what happens when you get old? You can't remember shit. All right, so let's look at the parts of it. So this is the flange. It's hard plastic. It's got a little gasket on the top. These gaskets are really important. I couldn't get my LV to work not too long ago because one of the gaskets was warped. I put them in the dishwasher. I always clean them in the dishwasher, so I didn't think anything about it, but it got a little warped and it wouldn't seat right. So I had to go over to the store to buy new ones. So, you know, I guess that's something to be careful about. I do like that in the last year or so, they've become more mainstream, so I can find these parts in more stores like Target and Bye Bye Baby than I could before. Before I had to order from the website, now I can just run down to the store and get it. And I'm totally an instant gratification kind of person. I hate waiting for stuff to come in the mail. So if I can run and get it, I'd rather do that. Oh, I know what I was going to say earlier. When you're using the LV, I think it is an accidental benefit. But because the motor is right up against your breast, the heat from the motor warms your breast and helps milk flow better. I don't know if that's on purpose or an accident because I've never read about that in like as it being part of the pump, but it's definitely something that it does. So that's a real, I mean, I really like that. And then this is the bottle and it has the little, it's, I guess it's kind of like a duck bill. These are really, I mean, you know, the pump itself is finicky. If the duct bill isn't just right, it won't work. You know, if you have a crack in the flange, it won't work. So, I mean, it takes a little bit of maintenance. But like I said, I've had mine since Christmas 2000. Well, it was the end of Christmas 2019 when I bought mine. So, you know, it's held up pretty well. Sometimes I get frustrated because it takes a minute for it to start charging. If it's completely dead and you start to charge it, the light won't light up until after a couple of minutes because it's got, I guess it's got to build up a little bit of power before it lights that light up for you. So there was a couple of times when I thought mine was broken, but it turned out okay. So this is the motor. This is the cup and it's super easy. Super, super easy. That snaps in there. That snaps in there. And that's it. And you just, you know, again, with the wearables, it's, especially this one, because the outside, you know, you can't really see. So it's really hard to make sure you're lined up properly. One of the good things that the LV does is in the flange, No, because my stupid dishwasher left spots. There are two lines. Let's see. There we go. There's two lines and like a little square in there. So that's where you're supposed to line. That's where you're supposed to line yourself up with it so that it fits. Can you see that? There you go. So that you fit properly in it. But that's it. That's the LV. And I love this pump. So, you know, if you have a mind to get a wearable, the Mom Cozy is a good one at around, you know, less than $200. But if you are able and you're willing to spend the money, the LV is a great purchase. Okay, so that's it about pumps. I did want to briefly mention, if you do have problems with flange sizes, May Mom makes some great inserts. I have one side that's 21 and I have one side that's 19. So I use these, not these, these are 15 and 17, but I use a 19 millimeter May Mom insert for all my pumps that are, it was just a game changer for me. So these are really convenient and you can get these on Amazon. And then the last thing I want to talk about is breast massage, because I know a lot of people talk about breast massage and how important it is, and it is absolutely important. You know, you should spend a couple of minutes before every pumping session, you know, massaging. And you don't always have to have an electric or a battery operated massager. No judgment. But, you know, this right here, it's made by LaVie. It is a handheld massager. And I think I paid like $12.99 for it on Amazon. And this is a great little massager. And it works just as well as any electric or battery operated massager to massage your breasts. I'm talking about your breasts here. So this is, you know, if you are thinking about getting a massager, definitely check out this one, the LaVie. Did I put it upside down? I did. It's a really great, it's a really, really good massager. All right, so that's it. That's the end of our conversation today. Thank you guys for hanging out with me in my living room, trying to get all this stuff situated and learning about the different breast pumps. Don't forget, if you haven't joined the Facebook group, go to Lactation Station 2020. It's super easy to find. It's a private group. So, you know, that way you'll be a little bit more free to talk about whatever you want to talk about and nobody's going to see it. There's a lot of great ladies in there and everybody works really hard to answer questions. If you're interested in any of the services I provide, go by the website, which is lactationstation2020.com, including $25 Zoom meetings. If you are having problems with flange fit or anything like that, you know, and you just want to chat about it for a little bit, I'll be more than happy to set up a meeting with you and we'll go over whatever it is that you're having issues with. Also, I am working on a bakery, and I know that seems like it's coming out of left field, but I'll tell you, not only, you know, not only me, but I hear from a lot of people that they are gaining weight while they're lactating, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to put on any extra weight or anything like that. And I know when I first started inducing, I ate everything in sight. I mean, I literally wanted to eat everything. I was so hungry that I, you know, just whatever I could get my hands on. And that's not good. You know, we don't want to add weight, because even though lactation burns calories, you can't, if you take in more calories than what you're burning, you know, you're going to put on weight. So the goal of the bakery is to create some products that everybody can enjoy. A lot of them are gluten-free and a lot of them are vegan, and they'll be the same tasty snacks that you like to have that will be lower in sugar, lower in calories, and much better for you. And I'm working on that right now. I have the store up on Facebook. It's called Michaela's Bakery Station. You should be able to find that out if you want to check it out. Or you can go to the actual website, which is Lactation Station Bakery, and just check out what's there. It's, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I got some great products that I'm getting ready to come out with. So I hope you guys are doing great. I hope to talk to you again, and have a great afternoon.